Ditmar.
My father say that he likes Tom.
Ipuna, Luna, Juana, na pom.
Father's pride and joy, Mrs. Hanley's boy, how it used to roam me. When trouble's through me, it's his doing again. Let them again.
May I speak to you, Miss Hotchkiss?
What is it, Naive?
Well, Daddy wanted to know if His Excellency the Governor would go pig-sticking with him.
Certainly not. He must keep his nose to the grindstone. Good morning, Miss Mundy.
Good morning, Miss Grindstone.
Oh! That wretched girl was sent here purposely to annoy me. Where is the Governor? Ah, there he is. Oh, good heavens, he's just tripped up a policeman. What are you doing, Mr. Handler?
Laying down the law. Hello, folks.
Mr. Handley, coming in here with a blackboard and a parasol. What do you think you look like?
Will hay while the sun shines. Now, don't hinder me. I'm just off to join the United Nations conference.
Why, may I ask?
Because that's the only way to get a room at a hotel.
Your duty lies here. Think of Livingston and his unbroken record.
Think of Christopher Stone and his one broken record.
What are you talking about?
The one Doris Arm leads with a pickled onion in cheese you have loved. Don't you ever listen?
Mr. Handley.
Yes, Topsy.
For the last time, are you going to change your tactics?
No fear. And Aaron Bevan didn't.
Oh!
You know, if only she'd married a Yang, she'd be on her way to America by now.
Mr. Handley?
Yes?
Do you suffer from rheumatism?
No.
What a pity. I've got a certain cure.
Oh, well, in that case, I've got it.
Good. Well, fill a bath with water.
Okay, I'll turn it on.
Now add a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda.
Yes.
A handful of seaweed.
Yes.
And a tin of fruit salt.
Now what do I do?
Jump in and relax.
Right. Ooh, ooh. Well, I'm in.
Is it comfortable?
Well, not very.
Oh, dear me, I've forgotten to tell you something.
What?
To take off your clothes.
The things I do for England. Now, how am I going to get dry? I know, I'll set fire to an old man's whiskers and sit on his face. I really must get down to it.
Just a moment.
Hello, it's that cat again. And don't mention gold to me.
I'm sorry about that. I've heard something interesting.
No more gold mines for me.
But this is a real one.
No more... Hey? Where?
Over in the Never Wasser country.
Never Wasser country? Isn't that near the Azagota River? The other side of Willigetta Mountain.
That's it.
I remember that. It's in the middle of Kaneeta Forest. There's gold there?
There's tons of it. You don't need to work anymore.
Well, how long will it take me to make a million?
Ooh, a couple of days.
Oh, that's as good as selling bananas in the back street to grown-up children. I'll take it over at once.
That's the boy.
I knew something was going to happen today. My big toe's been backfiring since early morning. Well, now I better get my breakfast.
Breakfast, Handler. I'll have a tankard of porridge.
A porridge? Did you say porridge, Colonel? I thought you always started the day with a plate of shredded whiskey. Why do you take porridge?
Well, sir, it's a good foundation for a day's drinking.
I see. And what do you build on this foundation, a pub?
No, sir. When one lays a carpet, one places felt underneath it.
See.
Remember, I get up with the cock crow.
You mean you get up with a corkscrew? Well, Colonel, you ought to give up this drinking. I'm taking something in my tea to cure me.
Oh? What are you taking?
A large whiskey.
Oh.
Would you like a ticket for a temperance lecture?
No, sir. I've been to one, and they insulted me.
Yes? Well, what do they call you?
A terrible example, sir. They even asked me to say a few words.
And as usual, you were speechless, eh?
Well, I must continue my constitutional. I'll see you at the milk bar, sir.
Right. Well, give my love to Totty and order me a pint of grade A wallop.
Wallop?
And the same to you.
What an ode, eh?
What an ode. It's like that book Forever Rum, sir. The season's best smeller. Well, now I'll go into the office. Hello, what do you want?
Into the shine, eh? Into the shine.
Oh? And what sad tidings do you bring, bald one?
A man went into the dentist.
Yes.
He opened his mouth and the dentist said, "You've got 3 rows of teeth. You're not a man, you're a shark." So the man said, "What are you going to do?" And the dentist said, "Take away your ration book." Into the shine, eh? Into the shine.
What a funny little chap he is. I can use him in my gold mine as a pit puny.
Just a minute.
Yes?
You should be getting along, you know.
Oh?
They started a mining village. Houses springing up like mushrooms.
Mushrooms? Well, get me a pound, but don't pay more than 16 bob.
You should stake your claim.
You stake the claim and I'll stake in onions.
That's the boy.
Ah, well, now I must get my Klondike bike with a Yukon trailer. And a new name for my mining village. Now, what shall I call it? I know, I'll call it Goldberg. Hello?
If you call it Goldberg, mister, I want 10% commission.
Why?
For the use of my name.
But wait a minute, what's your full name, Goldberg?
Ben is a door.
When it's ajar. Wasting my time. Oh, well, I must ring up and book a room at the hotel. Now, what's the number? Ah, here we are. Goldberg 63. Hello, give me 63 Goldberg.
Trixie Goldberg speaking.
Trixie Goldberg?
Yes. What do you want?
I want the Goldberg Hotel.
That's Goldberg 53.
Oh, thank you. Operator. Operator, give me 53 Goldberg.
Ike Goldberg speaking. What do you want?
Well, I want a room in a hotel.
Well, who doesn't?
And, that concludes our program to start Jews talking. Well, there's no way out. I'll have to go myself.
Excuse me.
Certainly, but it's time you took something for it. Now, what do you want?
Well, I want to interest you in my new invention, a gold diviner.
A gold what?
A diviner.
Is there anything finer than a little gold diviner? Well, let's have a look at it.
Well, all you have to do is to put this contrivance near a gold article, and if it's genuine, a bell rings. So.
Oh, what's rather? Let's try it on this tooth I had filled with gold.
Very good, sir. Now, open your mouth. Now.
I knew it. Brass. So that's why he asked me to lend him a collar stud. No. No good to me.
Oh, bother.
You know, I don't know how he eats, that fella. He never sells anything. He must live on the thin of the land.
Calling me, Tommy.
Oh. Hello, Chess, you straightened out spiral staircase.
Tommy. Why must you always address me in an inane and an inimical manner?
We must apologize to listeners for a slight breakdown owing to a faulty bridge work. Chess, I thought you'd gone to Goldberg.
No. No, I get my clothes from Bibb and Tucker.
Oh, I see. Off one peg onto another. Well, actually, I'm at my new mining village. Now, never mind about that. What are you assassinating today?
Gordon Jacobs' arrangement of she's got rings on her fingers.
What a funny place to wear them. I always have mine under my eyes. Play, chap.
I'm all set for the long trek to the fields. Now, have I got everything? Sledge, hammer, hot water bottle, cold whiskey bottle, and a copy of the Radio Times to make the dogs laugh. By the way, where are the huskies?
The what, Tommy?
You know, the dogs with laryngitis. The huskies.
Oh, here they are.
Meow.
Lummy. A peek-a-pom and a pussy. What a team, eh? Worse than Plymouth Argyle. Well, off we go. Moosh, moosh.
To Santa?
What do you mean, Santa? These aren't whiskers. I've just been eating bread and milk. What do you want?
Gorlummy, it's his perishing excellency,
the blinking governor.
Well, I can't stop now, boys. I'm going to a country where men are men and eeny meenies are miney moles.
Do you mean the gold mine?
That's right, buddy. Out of my way.
Don't be a chump. The mining village is just round the corner. Come on, I'll show you.
All right. Well, what a place. Looks like Jaywick. Or the garrets of Wimpole Street. I wonder if they've elected a sheriff yet. Yes, they have.
Yep. Hear that 60 shot a day? Thinking of standing yourself, buddy?
Certainly not. Say, where's the saloon?
Over yonder, pard. To give you a real western welcome there.
Right, I'll go in. Different from the life, the home life of Gilly Potter. Isn't there a sheriff handy?
Sheriff Brandy, sir.
Why, Colonel? You here? What a noise, eh? You can't hear yourself drink. Announce me, will you?
Certainly. Gentlemen, this is His Excellency the Governor.
So this is where Albert Sandler plays on Sundays. Gentlemen, you may smoke. And will the guy who parted my hair with a bullet kindly come and do it every morning, as I can't get a comb?
Oh, the dear, dear boys.
Why, it's ladies only.
It's only their fun, Your Excellency.
Fun, my fat aunt. Look at Joe Loss. Joe Loss and Geraldo played cards over there.
Say, that's my ace.
No, it's mine.
Oh, so there's six aces in a pack, huh? Now, the next bullet comes from Dan, the sharp shooting man. who wants to know, is hooch hiking a pub crawl? Well, tell me, ladies only, what do the boys drink here?
Some of the dear boys bring their own. They call it sunshine.
Moonshine, ma'am. Say, you city slicker, have a shot.
Certainly. I'll have that Cupid doll on the counter.
Meaning me, sucker? Who do you think you are?
Me? I'm known all home as Triggerwagger Tom. I'm so tough I once gave a taxi driver a raspberry.
Mr. Handler?
Blowing.
Mr. Handler, what are you doing in this place?
Well, I've just popped in for George Raff's autograph.
The lowest dive in town.
I beg your pardon. Are you referring to ye old mustard pot?
This disgraceful place. Mustard pot my foot.
You mean mustard plaster your chest?
I intend to close this place down and every place like it. Sheriff, do your duty.
If you want justice, leave it to me. You won't get it.
Good heavens. Sam Fafekin in a Welsh hat, black tie and tails. You look like Fred Aberdare.
If you use language like that, I shall take it down, use it in evidence against you, and lock myself up.
He's talking like the Chief Constable of Bethesda. How did it happen?
Well, Miss Hotchkiss pinned the sheriff's badge on my coat, and now I'm so popular, no one will speak to me.
He was the only one I could think of.
Had you forgotten me, ex-sheriff of Announcer's Creek? The man who held a BBC pass for 4 years? Amethyst, how could you?
Don't talk rubbish. Sheriff, do your duty and shut up these premises.
Sheriff, do your duty and eject this woman.
Sheriff, do your duty, you poor mutt.
Silence! Silence!
No one can say that I run away from danger. I will take a taxi.
So will I. This way, Sam. Come on.
Sam, I wouldn't be in your collar for anything. I hope you've got a rope-proof neck.
When I have finished with this place, it will be as peaceful as Tiger Bay on Cardiff on a Saturday night.
Lovely. Well, he's riding his horse with his back to the engine. If he lets go of the tail, he's had it. Hello, what's this?
Come and get it. Come and get it.
Good Lord, it's Curly Kale's coffee stall. And look at the menu. Try Curly's Cutlets, the miner's dream of bone. How are you, Curly?
Very happy, sir. You'd be surprised at what they'll eat here.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't mind a piece of that purple Madeira cake and green custard. Have you heard any new stories?
I've heard a limerick, sir.
Oh?
I don't know that I'd better tell it, though. It's a bit spicy.
Well, let's go somewhere quiet. Come on, behind this mountain of mashed potatoes. Now trot it out.
There was a young girl at Dundee who was stung in the nose by a wasp. When asked did it hurt, she replied, not at all. It can do it again if it wants to. Do you like that?
I like it, but it wouldn't be funny without the mashed potatoes. Now, cut along, Curly. Now, I think I'll go to my hotel. Ah, here it is. Goldberg Hotel. Manager, Izzy Fitty. If Izzy Fizzy's busy, see Mrs. Izzy Fizzy. I'll pop in.
Good morning, sir. You require a room?
Naive, you here?
Yes, Your Excellency. Daddy got me the job.
Really? Well, I'd like a nice combined room.
What is a combined room?
Here it comes. Well, it's a... it's an actor and an aspidestra surrounded by furniture. Sort of a bed sitting room, and it's in charge of a landlady.
What's a landlady?
Well, she's the woman who knocks at the door of the room at the wrong moment.
Does she sit anywhere?
Oh, yes, on your luggage until you pay your bill. Well, what can I have for breakfast?
Oh, bacon and egg.
What is an egg?
An oval thing that hens bring.
Oval thing? Well, isn't that... I remember seeing one when I was a boy.
A boy? Was that a long time ago?
No, I was a bit of a lad last night. Now, come and show me around, will you?
All right. This is the lounge.
Oh, I say, this gold rush is dangerous, Munday. I hope you carry a gun. I always have one on me.
Have one with you, Colonel. I'll have a large gin and jumbo.
Silence, civilian.
Quiet, conscripts.
I say, Chinstrap, my nephew Montgomery Munday once drank a toast to his colonel's daughter out of her slipper and passed out.
Well, what was her size in shoes? 14 and a half?
She was engaged to Figgis Fitzwallaby.
Poor old Figgy. I sat next to him the night he smeared the general's face with mayonnaise and tried to shave him with a fish knife. Definitely dirty, what?
Well, I don't know. I sat next to Jimmy Wilde at dinner the other night. He jumped into the serviette ring, went 3 rounds with a black pudding, gave the steak pie a kidney punch and fainted in the trifle. Any questions? No.
By the way, Munday, do you know that a submarine can now go to America and back without coming to the surface?
Chinstrap, you simpleton. You shouldn't believe everything you read in Jules Verne.
Poor old Major. Someone must have hit him on the head with a delayed history book. Well, now, Naive, could I see my room?
Yes, this is it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not at all. Stay and have a cup of tea.
Oh, yes, please. Now, Naive, run along and see if Mrs. Izzy Fizzy's busy.
Oh, can't I stay with you and the lady?
No. It's my turn to ask her questions. Now, run along. Now then, gorgeous. Would you like a part in my next picture?
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. Wrong approach. I'll try the niblick. Have you... you grown fond of me yet?
Well, I'm not the type who does things without any reason or rhyme. But I took a chance on a new romance, and I hope I'm right this time. I'm so in love, so in love. A part of my heart says no, no, no. The other part says let's go. And was I afraid? But I obeyed. The part of my heart that said let's go, I couldn't say no, no, no. Just 1 week ago I made my mind up that I'd never fall again, and then I wind up so in love. But so in love, the part of my heart that said no, no, is suddenly all aglow, 'cause the one I'm so in love with loves me so.
I say, Miss Miranda.
Yep.
How about singing this a la Webster Booth or Ann Ziegler or Frank Titterton and Suzette Tally, eh?
That's better.
Okay. I'll wait till I've rosted me gums. Okay, Chas, beat it.
So in love, and so in love.
The part of my heart that said no, no, was suddenly all aglow.
And was I afraid? Was I obeyed?
The part of my heart that said no, go, was suddenly no, no, no.
Just 1 week ago, I made my mind up
that I'd never fall again, and then I wind up
in love.
I would have a lie down now.
The part of my heart that said no, no, was suddenly all aglow, 'cause the one I'm so in love with loves me so.
Charming singer, hangs on to the note like a bookmaker.
I say,
yes?
Just a minute. Do you know you're not very popular here?
Oh?
You'll have to do something. Can you act?
Can I act? Why, every time I stand on a live coal, my footlights and my singlet goes up. Like a curtain.
Play what? The hero on the stage and get their sympathy.
Thanks, Julius, I will.
That's the boy.
What taking ways he's got. He'd make a wonderful agent. Hello, what's this? The Goldberg Repertory Company. Dame Stella Stalls presents the shooting of Dan McPhew. What a chance for me, eh? There is Stella.
Out! Out, damn it!
Oh, try a drop of petrol. Hello, Stella, my falling star.
You've arrived in the nick of time. I want you to play a man...
I'm sorry, I'm not a male impersonator.
A man whose slightest gesture is readily obeyed.
You want a policeman.
I want you to play the leading part in the shooting of Dan McPhew.
I'll shoot him with pleasure. Where is he?
Come along and get changed for the part.
All right. Sir, where's my dresser?
Mr. Handler, I'm here.
Hotchkiss, my dresser? No fear. You're not putting my tights on with those long fingernails. I'm going to use a warm shoehorn.
Here is the stage door.
Yes.
Do you know your part?
I don't even know what the play's about.
Well, laddie, I want you to play this part with plenty of fire.
Right, you put a match to me shirt as I go on. But what if I forget my line?
We shall all be in the wings to prompt you.
Well, what's the first line in the play?
Good evening.
Good evening. Oh, well, that's good enough for me. Well, start the orchestra.
A shooting of Dan McPhew. The scene is a log cabin in the Yukon. Sitting at the table is Dan McPhew.
Who's Dan?
You are. Go on.
Well, what was the first line again?
Good evening.
Right. Well, here goes. Good morning.
Good evening.
Good night. Well, that's over quick. Very short play. When do I get paid?
You fool, get back on the stage.
Right, right. Good evening. It was New Year's Day in the Klondike.
The snow was falling fast. There was nowhere to put the plum pudding. The walls were as smooth as glass.
I say, what's next?
The wild north wind howled like fury.
That's right, right. The wild north wind howled like fury.
Round the shack of poor Eskimo Nell.
And poor pussy fell right down the well. Now, some people called a plinkety plonk. And a plankety plinketer, too. And the plinkety...
What are you playing at?
The banjo. Pardon me, folks, while I get another prompter.
You're not being in a phone book.
Papa, he say he prompt you.
Oh, Papa, oh, he'll do. All right, I'll start again. Good evening. What's next, Bigger?
Well, I'm gonna tongue in a lake. Well, about it, look over to the girl. One gonna girl, and the women and children as well.
End of Act One. Change prompters.
Get on with the play, sir. My daughter comes on now and says, I wonder what that can be.
Well, you tell her. Don't point at me. Come on, Naive.
I wonder what that can be.
I wonder what that can be.
Get on with your part, girl.
Oh, yes. What do you want of me?
Fly with me, little one, to the frozen north, and I'll show you the wonderful Aurora Boreascarlis. Come to the country where you can freeze without putting a shilling in the gas meter.
Mr. Hanley, you're using the wrong line.
That's all right. I'm getting off at the next stop.
Get on with the play.
Suddenly a girl flings open the door. There is fire in her eyes.
By kind permission of Emmanuel Shinwell.
Hiya, big boy.
How's conjuring tricks? I mean, hello, kiddo.
Say, sucker, do you know who I am?
Yes, Lizzie Izzy Fizzy.
I'm a pistol-packing mama, I am.
Oh, lay that pistol down, mama, lay that pistol down.
Pistol-packing mama, ha, ha, lay that pistol down, ha, ha.
Watch it. I didn't know you were in this play. Get out of here.
We'll be waiting for you at the glass.
At stage door, ha, ha.
Curse those fellows coming in here and putting me off like that. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, I'd better start again.
Good evening. Good evening. Anything to eat in this place?
Yes, here's a canvas ham with yellow fat painted on both sides.
Oh, lovely grub, lovely grub.
Now, where was I? Ah, yes. Good evening. It was New Year in the Klondike. The snow was falling fast. There was nowhere to put the plum pudding.
Into the shine, mate. Into the shine.
Get out of here. I'll start again. Good evening. It was Christmas Day in the workhouse.
Mr. Handler.
Good night.
You'll be listening to Tommy Handley and Itmar with Jack Train, Clarence Wright, Fred Yule, Gene Capra, Carlton Hobbs, Hugh Morton, Mary O'Farrell, Diana Morrison, and Lynn Joyce. The BBC Augmented Variety Orchestra conducted by Charles Shadwell. Script by Ted Kavanagh. Produced by Francis Worsley.